Blog Talk Radio.
I want God. All I ever wanted was God. Yeah, yeah.
I don't want a form of God.
I want God.
I want God.
All I ever,
all I ever wanted
was God.
I don't want to give him second best.
Don't want to give him my second best. I want to live like him, treat everybody right, and I want to look like him, precious in his sight. Help me to love, forgive. I want to
live like him,
treat everybody right. I want to look like him, precious in his eyes. Help me to love all my enemies and be what you call me to be.
Yeah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That should be each and every one of our testimonies to God. And if we express love to God over and over and over again, and then it will just kind of, it'll just kind of glow around us. It'll just kind of glow through us. And so as we go out and about on our daily journey, then we're witnessing. We can be a witness for God. And so many times we kind of think that is we got to do so much or say so much or wear the certain attire and a big cross and carry the big Bible. And it's just living for God. It's just opening up, being a willing vessel, just walking according to his word, according to his righteousness that we seek on a daily basis. And then on that daily basis, it gets so on the inside of us, hallelujah, that he starts to change us from the inside out. Hallelujah. Somebody should say from the inside out. From the inside out. And when he changes you on the inside, the outside, you don't have to go around trying to yell or have a big banner or be on the kiosks or get attention to yourself. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It will show. It will just kind of radiate from you. Hallelujah. You don't have to beg nobody to put you in positions. He already has a way made for you where he sends you. He will open the doors. He will send those that he has appointed to come and assign themselves to you for your season that you are currently in. That's the God, he said. And your gift that he's given to you, that he has anointed you with, will make a way for you. It'll make a way for yourself. You don't have to say, let me try to marry this guy, this woman, because they can get me to a certain place. Your gift will make a way from you because it is given by the Father God. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. We love him simply because he first loved us. We're learning how to love him because he has first loved us. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I'm excited to be amongst you tonight. And I was glad when it said, let us go into the house of the Lord. And we can worship. We can praise together. We can fellowship. So if there's something about this Blog Talk radio show that gets you tonight, and just, I want you to share it with somebody else. Share it with somebody else. Share it with somebody else. And I just remind you to please rate the broadcast. You can rate this broadcast. There's also room for you in the chat rooms. You can come and just hang out. The call-in number tonight, as we're on here for a little bit over an hour, our guest call-in number is 651. I do apologize. That guest call-in number is 516-666-8431. Hallelujah. 516-666-8431. And that just to remind you that you can also, if you're not catching us live here on August 23rd, hallelujah. Right now we're at 6:43 p.m. Central Standard Time, but the good thing about the Word of God, it goes on and on and on. Old enough, and it was like, this is the song that never ends. It goes on and on, my friends. Well, that's God's word. It is continuously. It's ever since he spoke it, hallelujah, it's still blessing. It's still cutting through those sharp areas that you feel like that you can't get through. It's still the one that you need. So you can go into the archive and you can refer someone else. You can re-listen to it over and over and over again. Whatever you need to do, it is available to you in the archive or is live, every broadcast that we do. Amen. I am your host for tonight. I am Minister Von Dumas out of sunny San Antonio, Texas, and I have the Blog Talk radio show for the Tri-Anointed Women of Christ. And also, we're under the big umbrella of Turning the Tables with Talk with the host of Reggie and the co-founder, Barbara, and myself. And so we welcome you anytime that you hear about either one, the Turning the Tables with Talk, come and sit down at the table and let's see what it is that God has put on your heart. Are the tri-anointed women with Christ? Let me sit down and understand exactly what the word of God is saying to you and through you, how he wants to use you. And, you know, if you just be a willing vessel, open your heart, open your spirit, and open your mouth. God said he would place his word in you. So you don't have to get caught up about what it is that you're going to say, how you're going to say it. All you got to do is be a willing vessel, study to show yourself worthy, and God will use you to speak to his children. He wants none to perish. We spend so much time every day talking about all the different things that are going on in this world during this time. But instead of spending all of the time that you spend there, I don't know, you have to do your self-examination. Maybe you some people may spend more time to the news that you watch or social medias that you own or on the phone with friends, but whatever it is that you're spending, and as you look and recognize and realize the things that are going on in this world, these things are going on because of people, right? It's the people of the world. The world has been turned bad. It's the people of the world. And God has given us a choice to orchestrate over this world. And so as we are fulfilling this world, as we're occupying this, taking care of each other, taking care of all the things, the plants, the animals, it is our choices. And our choices have not always been right. It has not always been according to his righteousness. It has not always been according to his word. We've removed the word in places that we should have been leaning on the word. We remove that. And it's all kind of different things that because of that, we can see that we need to turn things around in order to do that. The ones that are convinced that turn down, they would not bow down. They're going to stand all the way to the end. Well, it's up to us. We've got to be the hands and the feet. We got to be the voices. We got to be the kind-hearted. We got to be the meek. We have to be the mild. We have to be the ones that are strong. And when we get weak, we got to know that our strength doesn't run out because our strength comes from God. Hallelujah. We don't lean to our own understanding. We'll get caught up in the same cycle that the ones that don't understand. We'll get just caught up in that same thing, but when we lean to his understanding, hallelujah, we grasp onto the pearls of grace. Hallelujah. So we thank God for another opportunity just to be here with you. And we're just going to go over pearls of grace. And this is actually a wonderful piece that was not my own, that was actually I found in my Bible version, and it blessed me, and I wanted to bless you with it also. So as we come before the throne of grace, let's just start with the prayer. Thank you, dear Father, for this opportunity. Thank you, dear Father, for your love, and thank you for your grace. Thank you for everyone that may hear this broadcast. Dear Father, bless their hearts, bless their households. Dear Father, financially, mentally, physically, emotionally, hallelujah. Even on their jobs, as they travel up and down the dangerous highways, byways, streets, and roads. We just give you all the thanksgiving because we know that you are there. You are before us, around us, you're under us, above us, and behind us. And so we give you all praise and glory. And now may I decrease in me your ever-loving kindness shine through this cast. And may this blog talk tonight be representation of your love, of your peace, of your joy, of your knowledge and your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, whether they hear it live or in the archives, bless their socks off in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, all right. Well, let's get started, shall we? I hope that you have had a wonderful day wherever you're at. God, I like things that and says, I would do her time for her. I'm going to pay his penalty for him. Yes, the sin is his, but I'm going to serve their time. I'm going to serve their time. How would you feel? What would that do? I want to give them an opportunity to stay where they're at, to be with their families, to not lose their job. He endured it. Our punishment. He endured our punishment that we deserve. He endured it for us. He took on our sins. And see, he knew that he could bear it. He knew that Father God had a plan. Mm-hmm. He knew that his will was to be done, and he had to carry out his Father's plan. Because he knew as he was enduring our punishment that he would rise again and he would overcome the world. He would overcome the sins of the world. He would overcome even death. We still are losing our minds over things that have been overcome by our Father. Yeah, it's hard. It's deep. That we have to push on. He said, I've already overcome these things. That you don't have to sit there and be give up on life. You don't have to put yourself in that position that you can't go forward. You got to recognize and realize and that it did happen. Yes, whatever it is, it may not have been right, but it did happen. You were abused. You were talked about. Hallelujah. That child is not speaking to you. Something bad did happen to you. Somebody turned their back on you when you did get everything for them. It did happen. Maybe that loved one did die when you was praying for them to live. But we got to understand. It was all in the plans way before we were even thought about. In the creation of God, God already had a plan. A plan that we will understand better by and by. A plan that we can't even conceive right now. Our bodies, our minds could not even hold his plans. His thoughts is higher than ours. His ways is higher than our ways. They're not like our ways. They're not like his ways. Because he is God Almighty. 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 And so, he sent his son, and his son was able to rise again. Even death couldn't hold him down. Hallelujah. And in his death, hallelujah, became a resurrection. And so our penalties is forgiven. That's his amazing grace. What a great gift. What a gift we're given in salvation. And yet there's many ways. Father God said, the only way back to me, there's only one way, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. Somebody says, why are you trying to tell me about that? The time is winding up. If you saw me playing in the middle of a highway, would you not try to do something, blow your horn, do something, yell at me to get out of the street, do something? That's all that God is trying to do for you now. Get your attention right there in the midst of where you're at. He's trying to call you. You're doing all kind of things to get yourself in trouble. And he's closing doors, and you're banging to get in these doors. And you think you need this job, or you need to be with that person, and it's not working out. They're treating you terrible, but you're still trying. But God is trying to tell you, this is not for you. I see your future. I see what you cannot yet see. Hallelujah. So listen to what the word of the God is trying to say to you. What a gift we are given in salvation. Are you saved? If you died right now today, there's eternity. Are you saved? We're cleansed from all our past guilts and set free from the bondage of slavery to sin. And it's so much right now that people are trying to tell you over and over and over again, remind you of, you are not the heart. I remember when you did this and you did that. You were promiscuous. I remember you was with this one and that one. You did this here to get that position. You. But it's okay. You know that you are growing when, you know what? No one has to tell your story because you can tell your own stories yourself. You can use everything that you went through and say, God, show me, how did that benefit me? Show me, what am I doing now? How can I get past where I'm at, what I used to be, to where I'm at now? God bless you, caller. And just continue to open up. And you will find yourself in a place that when someone is trying to bury you, you'll be able to open up the shades and you'll be able to lift your head up and no more embarrassment. You'll start to open your mouth and you'll start to tell your own story. You don't have to worry about somebody else telling it. You will start to tell your own story. It'll start looking different from you. The more you speak of it, the less shame you have. The more it has to pass you by and sit down and you get to go on about what you're doing. And you'll start to look and see just how even all of those things that you went through can benefit you now. Not only you, but the troubles that you have been through, somebody else is going through right now. And they need to hear from you. They need to hear your voice. They need to know that they're not the only ones. You know, sometimes we get so caught up on, because God is so good, and he has brought us so far out of so many situations that we get so caught up in living life that we forget about just how far we have came. We forget to turn around and look and see just how far we are from where we used to be. We forget to turn around and see who's behind us that we're leaving behind, because we want to get out of that hurt and that pain so bad that we just take out running. That's all we know. We want out. We're not hungry anymore. Hallelujah. We're not abused anymore, not that type of abuse anyway, whatever yours was. You may be running into another situation that's set up with even more abuse, but you just want out of that. You just want to feel some release. You just want to be able to feel a little comfort. You just want to feel that somebody's saying that they love you, whether they mean it or not, but you get yourself to another position, and now you forget. Now you can buy the clothes that you couldn't before. Now you have that job that you always wanted. Now you're doing some things that you could not do at one time. And sometimes we get so busy living life that we forget. We forget to share our story, even with our own family members. Some of the people that I talk to is just really sad when you just look at it. Some of the generations. Grandmother went through a hard time and doesn't tell daughter about those hard times. So she hides that. Daughter went through a hard time, but won't tell her daughter about the hard times. Won't tell her about the promiscuous situations that she found herself in. Because now she's over that. And she feels, if I tell her, that child's going to look at me differently. Not thinking and recognizing and realizing that that child is walking down the same stairs that you walked down. But there's a hole down there. And you're not going to warn them of this pit hole? You're not going to warn them of all these vipers that are standing on either side of the stairway that is snatching at them, that is pulling at them, trying to get them off of their course? So you're teaching them the things that you know that you have learned on your journey. Yeah, that's good. We are doing that, and that's what we should be doing. But the good, bad, and ugly. When God leads you to spill and open up your heart and start to say things and do things and share things, you cannot be ashamed of where you find myself. I remind others all the time as I'm speaking and listening to someone cry out in pain. Be careful of what you say right now, this day. Be careful of the actions that you do right now, this day. Your behaviors right now, today, whatever you're doing in the dark, it's going to be brought to the light. It's going to be, you can't hide it always. You're not going to always feel like being drunk. You're not going to always feel like being in that crack house. You're not going to always feel like going from bed to bed to bed. You're not going to always feel like being the crook that's robbing everyone in the businesses that you're in. Watch what you're doing right now, because that'll be your testimony later on during the day. That may be your testimony tomorrow, next month, next year, 10 years, 5 years. That's your testimony. God forbid that before you get yourself worked out enough that you can tell your own mess, God forbid that somebody find it out and tell it for you. Won't they do it? Find it out. Now you got to either do anything that they say, or they're going to tell. 9 times out of 10, they're going to tell anyway. Look at the world. The people of the world today love celebrities and anybody that you can get your names in the light, but whatever, they'll love you today and hate you today. They'll love you today, and they will broadcast your weaknesses today. Today. Hallelujah. Look at family members, people, friends. They say that they love you. I would do anything for you. I would never betray you, says Peter, right? Let them offer a little reward for something that you have done wrong, that they think you've done wrong. It don't even have to be a lot of money. Let a little bit of any kind of reward be offered. You'll be turned in. Somebody will tell what it is that you were trying to hide. So what I'm saying tonight, all of your sins has already been covered for you. It's already been covered. Jesus Christ already come, and he bared your sins. He took on your sins. You don't have to live in that kind of shame and hide about it. You know, when you truly have moved away from it, when you can story. I tell people all the time, we have so many books inside of us. We are so anxious to read somebody else's story, to watch the tube and turn on social medias and listen to somebody else's stories. And we want to hear their hardship. We want to see how they overcame. We want to see and listen to them tell their testimony. What's inside of you to be rich tomorrow if they would open up their heart and share some of the things that God has allowed them to walk through on this journey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think that movie was good? You want to just write yours out sometime. You say it's too hurtful. I don't want to go back there. It's too much pain. I don't want to go back there. Well, if you keep all that hurt and pain on the inside of you, you will finally find yourself just stuck. You'll finally find that the walls are closing in. You will find that there is no room. You said, why can't I be blessed? Where is the goodness at in my life? When is somebody going to love me? Because there's no more room left. There's no room for love. There's no room for joy. There's no room for happiness. You're crowded with so much stuff that you got built up on the inside. And we talked about earlier, that's why we ask God to change us from the inside out. From the inside out. He'll deal with the shame when he deals with you from the inside out. We get so caught up sometimes that we just want to, you know, go and buy different garments that'll make us look good, right? Yeah. We put on our shoes and we get our Bibles and our crosses and we go to the fancy places, and sometimes we don't even enjoy the places we go, but that's what it looks like for a person that needs to be if they're going to be happy, right? and we can't never get it together. We can never figure out, when is my turn? Why can't I get what I'm looking for? I work hard. I can't seem to get no one to love me. Why am I alone? Why does he have a man? Why does she have a man? And then we start settling, right? We start settling. And we start hearing all these complaints. But at the end of the complaints, they say things like, but at least I have a woman. At least I am married. At least I have a job. You know, that's not where God put you at. But at least I'm making the money. But that's not what God has for you to do. At least I have a man. But you've been abused. At least I'm in a church. At least I go to church. But you're not learning anything. You're not growing. You're not being fed. You're not being challenged. This is the day and time. Today is your day. What if this is your last day? What if this is it? What if this is it? Have you gave him thanksgiving just for his grace, just for his mercy today? But yesterday's grace, you ain't got to rely on that. He said, I got more today, every day. Hallelujah. What a gift he has given us. Through the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 3. Let's look at that real quickly. Ephesians 1 and 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place. You see, the treasures of our inheritance are the many pearls of grace. The treasures of our inheritance are the many pearls of grace. And these are bestowed upon us at our spiritual birth. So when we acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he has given his life, he's took our sins that we deserve to bear. He endured those sins for us, and he even overcome, and he was resurrected, hallelujah, that we may be able to be in a place that was prepared for us. Do you believe that when he ascended into the heavens, it's because he's going back to the Father to speak on your behalf? Do you believe that He told us that he said, I am not going to a place. I'm going to prepare a place for you. That where I may be, where I am, you also may be. Do you truly believe that? Or do you believe that granddaddy just died and he's just standing over here in some yard that a hole that we dug and we put this tombstone there and he's just there? And that's it. Do you believe that this life is all that there is in the whole? Or do you believe that now he's troubled by all the ghostly things? And don't you want something better? Oh, we have lived and enjoyed this life. It's been some good. It's been some bad. But yeah, there's someplace else. There's someplace else for eternity. And we don't have to worry about all of these things that we're going through now. That's why we're enduring now. That's why we're trying to make it a better place now. My motto is wherever I'm at and whoever I'm at, I try to leave things better than I found them. I try to leave a good word in your spirit. I try to sow a seed wherever I'm at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So may we make the most of our inheritance, ours, to glorify him and to enjoy it. This is a good time, good place for a look prayer. The prayer is one of God's greatest gifts of grace, okay? Let's make sure we understand that. We are allowed to go to him in prayer at all times and need to be in prayer at all times. It says pray night and day, day and night. We want to make prayer our first action and our first reaction. When we get up in the morning, we need to pray. Thank Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, healer. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for comforting me. Thank you for all that you have been, for watching over me. We want to make sure that we give him the first of our waking up, the first of our day, the first of our night, thanking him in prayer, talking to him. When anything, good, bad, whatever happens, our first reaction to be to pray. Our first reaction to be to pray. Not to curse somebody out. That's, you know, we got a flesh. We got to die to this flesh daily. And you know that you're growing when you're no longer jumping to hit somebody and lay hands on somebody, which ends you up in a totally different, losing everything you got, spending time behind bars. So what? Just because you didn't like what they said? Just because they hurt your feelings? Just because you're not going to allow no one to talk to you like that? It's a better way. Vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. And the first reaction should be to pray. It takes us studying daily. It takes us going into this walk on this journey daily. We have to make sure that something, you know, we change our clothing daily. We got to change our attitudes daily. We see that we're going in the wrong direction. We can't keep going in that direction. You got to keep trying daily. Sometimes when you want a new hairstyle and your hair has been used to going in certain styles, you got to pick days to brush it daily in this new style form. And it may not fit that way, but you got to part it again, and you got to keep going until you can get the style you want. Are you trying to lose those extra pounds? It's not going to happen overnight, but don't give up. I tell you, if you keep trying, you will see a change. Change will come. Yes, it will. So we've got to continue to try to change our attitudes. But what are we changing to? We got to listen to the word. We got to read the word. We got to study the word. We got to fellowship with each other. Make sure, sister, I got your back. Brother, I have your back. Hallelujah. Because prayer is the ultimate expression of our trust in God. It's the ultimate expression of our trust in God. The person that you're winking at right now, the person that you're waiting to wink at you, what if they never spoke to you? Or they said one or two words to you a day? You would feel so lonely. You would feel left out. You would feel like you're not communicating. You're not in a relationship. Well, that's the difference between religion and a relationship. In a relationship with God, he wants to hear from you. In a relationship with God, he wants you to want to hear from him. In a relationship with God, you long to speak with him, to share with him, to cry out to him, to bring your burdens to him, to lay them down to him, to give it all to him, to just receive all that he has back for you. You can't wait to be draped in his joy, healed in the presence of his arms from all of the things in the world that is coming against you. You want to run to him because he's your refuge. He will hide you. And you don't have a hangover when you get up the next morning. And you can remember everything that was going on that he's hidden you from. And you don't have to worry about what did I say and who did I say the wrong thing to. No. Mm-mm. He's a God that'll pick you up right where you're at. He doesn't judge you for what you've done. You can take that needle out of your arm right now. Father God, I give myself to you. I repent of my sins, and I invite you into my heart right now. Use me, hallelujah, how you would want to. Use me according to your plan for my life, hallelujah, and seal it with a Jesus name, by the blood of Jesus. He'll take you, girl, sir. He has been waiting to do favors through you. He's going to do some things through you that he's going to have to change your name, that the change is going to be so drastic. He will have to change your name. People won't even know who you are anymore. They won't even recognize you. They will pass by you and not even recognize you. You actually have to stop and speak to them or tell them, introduce yourself, because you are a new creature of Christ. You are a new creation. Brand new off of the assembly line, a brand new creation. He will meet you right where you're at. Nothing gets by his hands, his eyes, his spirit, nothing, nothing. You think that's what you were doing, that he couldn't see you, or he had forgot about you, or he couldn't forgive you? Huh? Don't let the world tell you that. Don't let men and women set you up for failure by telling you that. You're too far gone now. Look what you've done. Look who you've been with. It's nothing he can do with you now. He's waiting. This is the day and time. Listen to me. Hear what I'm saying. You don't have to be on a TV, honey. Your name don't have to be known for God to use. God is looking for the pure in heart. You ready? If you're ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. God is ready. You see, he's all sovereign. He's all sovereign to God today as he was yesterday, and he will be tomorrow and forevermore. And he's wanting to use you. He wants to do favors to you. All of those that's talked about you. No, this is not a boasting thing, you know, because all have fallen short. So lest no man can boast and say, I got myself out. I did this. But we can say, look what God has brought me from. Look how he changed my mind. I woke up thinking about sin. I laid down thinking about sin. I was sitting on a church pew, but I was still thinking about sinning. I was thinking about the fun that I have in my sin, and he's taken that all away from me. I tried and I tried and I tried, a songwriter said, but I just couldn't do it. God spoke it into existence in my spirit, and something on the inside of me changed. Hallelujah. Pray to him and ask God. God, change me from the inside out. From the inside out. God, I surrender all of these things that are weighing up on me. Hallelujah. I can't do it. It's running me crazy. I can't change that person. I can't make that wayward child understand. I've tried to love them. I tried to put money out. I can't do it. God, I'm giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. I surrender. I surrender right now everything to you. I surrender it to you. Hallelujah. Abba, Father, help us to make prayer a priority. Hallelujah. Help us, dear Father, that we start to yearn for prayer. We get to the point as we wake up and through the day that we just want prayer to be an intricate part of our lives. Show us how to do this, dear Father, to make talking to you, hallelujah, a priority. Jesus, set an example for us. You showed us. Grant us the grace to follow Jesus' example. Hallelujah. I don't care what he was going through. Always go and just steal away. Steal away. Just to be with his Father. To be in the presence of his Father. Hallelujah. To be in the presence of his Father. You can go through your day, through your morning, you can go through your... I tell you, all of the filtering, all of the stuff in the world will get... You can think that you have made it through, and before you know it, you got a headache. What is this about? You went through your day just fine, and then it all of a sudden, now you got this spirit on you that you just feel angry. You know, what is this about? Indications that you need to steal away. Let the world just fade away. It may be in your closet, and just maybe at your desk. It just may be your own little prayer corner, maybe while you're cooking, maybe in your relaxation time. You just need to steal away and pray, talk to Father God. It reminds us in the Bible as we're going through, and it tells us how that Jesus, it tells us that how he would just steal away. It says, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. When's the last time, right in the middle of your wilderness, you have just got out of the way of all of the arguments between your husband and wife? It don't matter who's wrong. You just look down and say, you know, I just want to do it as it spoke in Luke, and I just want to withdraw myself from this conversation right now. I just need some peace right now. I'm not going to make him or her understand or see my point of view, and this is just growing bigger and bigger. And so I'm gonna follow the example of Jesus. I'm just going to withdraw myself this wilderness and pray and pray and pray and pray. And I repeat it because, you know, sometimes we just have to push. Pray until something happens. Pray until you see a change. Pray until you open up your heart and now you see things differently. Was he or she or they? But pray until you change. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And we're also going to find something. We're going to find what? Grace to help in time of need. You need his mercy and his grace to help you in time of need, to help you when you're in the midst of that fiery discussion, to help you when you're on that job and everything is going against you. Let us therefore come boldly. Don't wait until something big has to happen to knock you down to your knees. Get in the habit of just talking to him, just spending time. God, what is it that you would have for me to do today? That you have gave me your breath. You've loaned it to me for this day. Not, you know, I got up, my alarm woke me up, and I got myself dressed, and I'm driving my car here, and I did my job. You couldn't have did nothing without the grace and mercy of God giving you his breath to breathe. You don't believe it? Try just in over your nose and your mouth and just hold it there. Close up all of your airways. Now let me see you get up and get dressed. Now while you're doing that, let me see you drive your vehicle. Now let me see you go to your fancy job. If you can't breathe, you can't do anything. See, that's the line. That line is life and death. Whether you have breath inside of you or you do not. Hallelujah. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy to help in times of need. To help in times of need. It didn't say if you ever get to a point that you're going to need it. We need him every day, every hour. We need his peace. You know, when we were baptized into Christ, we were given the Spirit of God, right? Do you believe that? When we were baptized into Christ, or if you're going to be baptized into Christ, you will be given a gift of God. The fruit of the Spirit of God is love. The fruit of the Spirit of God is joy. You get his joy. You get his peace. You get his patience. You get his kindness. You get his goodness. You get his faithfulness. You get self-control. And I know that's so much. How can you hold that? Oh, how can I hold all of this? It's too much to hold. How do I hold all of this? day by day, day by day, by day. He's spirit. And day by day, he gives you a little bit more of his love. And he knows where to place it at. He knows where his joy is needed at right now. He knows where his peace and his patience is needed at right now. Hallelujah. There was a little statue game, I guess. It was a man, like an invisible man, and he was transparent. And when we were smaller, you had to put all the pieces together, his heart and his lungs and all of the organs together. And you had to put even the bones and the feet and all. It was very important in order for that man to be a living man and survive. He needed all these things. You need joy. You need love. You need patience. You need kindness. You need peace. You need faithfulness. You need self-control. I'm so burnt up. I'm so bummed out. I'm just so bored right now. I don't know how to receive love. When you're baptized, then he gives you the Spirit of God. God's Spirit is all of those things. So he knows right where you need patience at. He knows where you need some goodness at in your life. He knows how to, where that lonely person that's sitting there by themselves and isolated because the enemy loves to isolate and put us in corners where no one else can hear from us. And you, when you cry out, no one can hear us. And he just wants to use your mind now. It's somewhere that he goes to work every day. He shows up every day in your mind. Shows up every day with another negative thing to tell you. Shows up every day with another negative statement that somebody has said about you. He that's his job now, is to come and live inside of you and try to tear you down and try to destroy you and kill you and steal from you and try to the point that he'll tell you, you now start to do the things that I have done to you. He'll have you now lying to yourself. You got so used to hearing him lie to you, now you lie to yourself. You got so used to him trying to steal from you that you're even steal from yourself. You'll get an opportunity to be happy and you'll steal your own happiness and give it away because you would rather be in this miserable state. And it's not your fault, my sister. It's not your fault, my brother. The enemy has been standing against you. He's been going to work every day in your mind. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. You can put him out of there. You have the power to fire him in the name of Jesus. It's covered by the blood of Jesus. Every drip of blood that Jesus shed, none of it goes to waste. He shed that blood to cover your sin. Fire the enemy. Get him out of your head. Get him out of your mind. And before he goes, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, don't forget, by the blood of Jesus, and take back your joy from it. Take back your love. This is a gift that God gave to you. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. People say you used to be so kind. You still are. People say you used to be so happy. I used to love to hear your smile. So did you. You're going to hear it again. You are patient. You do still have peace. You still are a good person. You still have your faithfulness. You have some self-control. He just been hiding it. So now you feel like you have to take that shot. You have to take that next drink. You have to be this person that he's told you that you are. Because he's lied to you and told you that nobody loves you anymore. You are loved. If no one has told you that, I want you to know today, you are loved. God loves you. God can't wait to show you off. God is proud of you. The behavior that the enemy has talked you into, but because you have accepted him as your savior, and you believe in him, you're trusting him, you're trusting his word to pick you up out of that crack house and set you on a foundation that And you can square your shoulders back and say, God loves me. Oh, God is proud of you, man. So he can show you off. Hallelujah. Don't you worry about failing. I feel like the enemy is telling you, yeah, and then what are you going to do when you get up there and you don't make it? Lean not to your own understanding. He who has picked you up knows where he's setting you. He who has picked you up knows where he's taking you. He's already opened the door. He already has a plan of what you're gonna do, what you're gonna say, and who's gonna be there. He already has a way made. Already has it made. So you don't have to worry about that. All of the lies that he's told you, you can now stand up with your head held high. Then I won't back what I give you. You can't take my joy anymore. You can't take my love from me anymore. Hallelujah. I am good. I am kind. It's not that I was good. I remember you were good. You know, you're still good. I remember you were so kind. You're still kind. The enemy's just been trying to steal your kindness. You don't have to sit there and isolate yourself. Get yourself out. Go see the trees. Walk around. Feel the wind blow against your face. Get out of that pit that the enemy has dug for you. He can't wait to get you there. Look around you right now where you're at and just see what you see. I bet you don't see anything but darkness because that's all that he wants to put in that pit with you. But I want you to know that his darkness means nothing to God's light. It cannot be in the light. For you to get up and go in the light. Turn on the light. All the darkness has to run away. It dissipates. It's gone. God's light. He's given you peace. We were given peace and the means of procuring it by faith through self-control. It's okay. Yeah, you feel like that urge is coming that you want to run back, but keep on looking at peace. Open your mouth and talk to the prayer that we just got to talking about. He'll finally, day by day, I told you he'll restore those things into you. Day by day, you'll start to feel better. Day by day, you won't feel like that you got to run now and you can't be around anybody and you feel like everybody is looking at you. It'll be totally different. You're excited. You're excited about life again. Hallelujah. God the Father is called the God of peace. God the Father is called the God of love. God the Son is the Prince of peace. God the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of peace. Hallelujah. And so when we're given the Holy Spirit, we're given peace from God. God instructs in his word to turn our gaze away from our fears, turn our gaze away from all the things that the enemy has been clouding your mind with, it's been just running through your ear gate, just from back and forth, just repeating the same old negative stuff. Stop your ears up and don't allow other people to keep telling you all their negative things. Oh, let me tell you this bad thing. Girl, let me bless my ears. Let me cover my ears because right now my spirit doesn't have room for any more negativity. Now I can pray with you. We can pray together. But right now, I can't afford to hear the negativity. But whatever it is, God is working it out for you. Maybe I can call the minister. Maybe I can call someone else that can handle that. But right now, I'm not in a situation to take on any more negativity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His word tells us to turn our gaze away from our fears. Whoa, this thing is hurting me so bad. These people are doing so bad. Stop looking at it. Turn away from it. Get away from it. Get out. Go to the park. Open up your blinds in your house and let the sun shine in. Hallelujah. Put your eyes up on him. your eyes. You said, I can't even read the word right now. That's okay. It's so many ways to get the word right now. Reach out. Have an anchor. Have a song down off in your heart. Even as Jesus loves me, this I know, whatever it is, have something that you can reach onto, an anchor that'll hold you up, that you're not constantly sinking. He promises to keep us in a perfect peace if we'll just focus on him and we'll just trust in him. See, that's the big thing. The world says, well, you can't trust. How are you going to trust this God you can't see? But, oh, I can see him. I can see him because I look around him. I see the wind blowing and the grass is just praising him. I see what he's doing in my life. I see how I could have been already dead, buried in my grave, but he was God. But he didn't let go. But he still believed in me. But he still loves me. But he's still proud of me. Hallelujah. So I'm going to believe in him. I'm going to trust that when he takes me out of this pit, out of this bad marriage, when he removed this taste out of my mouth, when he cleaned me up from the inside out, then I'm going to be a new creation. Hallelujah. A new creation. And you ain't got to tell my mess because I tell it myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to bring all of our cares to him. We must bring all that is burdening us, all that is frightening us. We get to go to him. And by his grace, we can lay our fears down. We can lay our anger down. We can lay our bitterness down, our worries, our hurts, our covetousness, our whatever it is. You can lay it down. You can lay it down. You can lay it down. He can handle it. He can carry it. We can't. We can't. We're not built that way. We're built to carry it to him. You ever saw a toddler and they try to pick up something and it may be just a lightweight to you, but to them it's struggling. They're struggling. And they get it up and you're like, baby, just mommy take it. Daddy will take it. And you go take it from them. You can carry that load. They can't carry that load. Hallelujah. So as we make our requests known to the Lord in prayer, we're able to rest in the Lord, knowing everything in his hands. That child that you don't know where they at right now, he's omnipresent. He never loses sight of them. That sickness that you don't know the outcome, you're just taking step by step, day by day. He knows your past, your present, and your future. He already knows. He already knows. And that's what I trust in so much. Different things that I'm not for sure of. I said, but God, you know, let me just rest. I'm just going to rest in you. I trust you because I know. It's not that I think that I know. I know that you know. You know how this plays out. All I got to do is stay in you. If I get into you, hallelujah, that I will be able to walk in the right direction according to what your plans already are prepared for me. So let me just abide in you and allow you to abide in me. Yeah. Why am I trying to figure this out? Why am I worried about it? Why am I sitting up here doing all these things? Why am I lonely when I have what nobody else can offer me beyond understanding? People said, how in the world are you have that much peace during this storm of life that you're walking through? It's beyond my understanding, but that's just the peace that God is. His spirit is peaceful, and he run out of peace, and he loves sharing his peace with us, and he doesn't run out of understanding. He doesn't run out of unforgiveness. He can forgive you. He can throw it in the sea of forgetfulness and remember it no more. That's the God we serve. That's the God we serve. I can bring it. I know you're hurt. I know you just feel like crying. I do. I got to go in my prayer. I'm getting ready to pray now and give it over to him. Hallelujah. 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 His perfect love, his sovereign power, it guards our hearts. It guards our minds. Hallelujah. He has everything in his hands. And so when we make our requests known to the Lord in prayer, we're able to rest in the Lord, knowing that he has everything. Abba Father, we thank you for your peace that you promise when we give it all to you in our prayers, and when we come to you with thanksgiving and we make our requests known to you. Help us, dear Father, to dwell in your spirit and to enjoy your peace, to enjoy your love. Show us how to pray with thanksgiving in all situations, knowing that you already know how to work it out. You already has it worked out. Let us be able to trust in you, Father. Show us how to pray with trust in all situations. Show us how to lay down all of our cares, not just some of them, Jesus, but show us how to lay down all of our fears, our worries, our concerns, our heartaches. Lay them down before you. Not run to social media, not run to even our friends or families or loved ones, but to run to you. Hallelujah. All of our heartaches. To look to you as the author and the perfecter of our faith. Hallelujah. That we might enjoy the happiness that true peace brings. And that we may glorify you, the Prince of Peace. In Jesus' name. We want to close tonight with a couple of scriptures to carry with you. Psalms 34, and we're going to recap all of the scriptures that was given tonight. Psalms 34 and 18, I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Verse 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of all them. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." Read that again, and this time we're going to read again. We're reading 18 through 20. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Is your heart just broken tonight? So many things going on. Your heart is just broken. Just broken. The Lord is close to you. He's close to you, my sister. He's close to you, my brother. Close to every caller that is on the line tonight. He's close to everyone who's in the archive tonight. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed and loved one that you really thought was going to recover. That loved one that really did you wrong and said some hurtful things and has maybe you're in a position where you feel like you're just crushed in your spirit and you're depressed and you don't know if you can get up and if you can even go to work. You don't even feel like showering. You don't even feel like getting out of your bed. You don't want to answer your door. You don't want to answer your phone. Or it could be that that's all you can do is you keep telling your story over and over again. And it seems like now that people that was very interested is kind of tired of hearing it. But you're not, it's not, it's still in you. You're still trying to tell your story. You're trying to get the hurt out. You're trying to overcome this. God says, "I've already overcome the world, your sins, your hurt, your pain. I have the answer for you. I've already accomplished it. You cannot do it on your own. You need to come and abide in me and invite me to abide in you. I feel your pain. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit." That's why you're telling everybody, because you want to be saved from the way you feel. Get me away from this. Take me away from this pain, this hurt. I'm crushed. I'm broken. Save me. Throw me a lifeline. That's what he wants to do. He's standing patiently in line, just waiting for you to give it to him. To give it to him. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. I'm trying to do right. I try to live right. I try to treat people right. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. And the Holy Spirit is telling me right there. You know, I like taking postcards, and if I'm memorizing scriptures, especially, and I put them up on my car, around my house, wherever I need to, that I can see it. If I'm trying to be encouraged, I put encouraging words around me. I want the encouraging words around me. So as if you're taking this here, the Holy Spirit is saying in verse 19, again, we end Psalms 34. In verse 19, it says, the righteous person may have many troubles. Now, I don't want you to just take that and run with it. Girl, you know, it said that the righteous person may have many troubles. So I'm always troubled. I'm always troubled. All of my word. Believe in one word I said. Believe in all of the words that I say. Because nothing that I have spoken will come back to me void. That means nothing that he's spoken will not happen. That seed will grow, the corn as you planted it. That seed will, child, will come back. Hallelujah. So he didn't just say that. He also said, but the Lord delivers him from them all. See, right before, in the midst of your tears and your crying because of the many troubles, God said, but I would wipe those tears away, hallelujah, and put a smile. I would trade your ashes for glory because I will deliver you from all of your troubles. Not just the ones that man said, okay, you can be delivered from here, but you'll never be totally healed because, you know, to say that you can never totally recover. He said, but I will deliver you from them all. I dare you to stand on all. I dare you to stand on all. I dare you to stand and say, I'm standing on the word of God. Minister Vaughn said that that is the word. I'm going to get my Bible. I'm going to read it. I believe God's word. And I can trust him. I can believe him. And I'm going to be a witness to his word. A witness to his word. And not just some of his word. All of his word. And that leads us to our closing scripture, which is Philippians 4. Remember, this is in the archives. You can go back, write the scriptures down. You can go back and listen to the broadcast over and over and over again. Remember, just a little bit every day. And before you know it, you look up and you will start to see the difference. Start to feel his peace. You'll start to feel his love. Then you'll start to exhibit it. You'll start to show love. You'll start to show kindness. You'll start to show joy. You'll start to show happiness regardless of what the circumstances look like. You'll start to be generous with others if God is generous to you. Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Get your eyes off of your troubles. Rejoice. Let your stand on your advance. Present your to God. With God, trying on it, women of Christ, we're under the umbrella of turning the tables with talk, and you're invited here at all times. We will see you on the next broadcast. regardless whatever it is, remember, you are loved. You are loved. I love you, but God loves you. He loves you more. Amen. He loves you. He's not ashamed of you. He's always there with you. He's waiting patiently in line for you to give it all over to him. You are a brand new creation of Christ. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be ashamed. He's not ashamed of you. He's proud of you. That behavior, you don't have to hide behind the negative behavior. God has some goodness inside of you. Lay it down. You said, I don't understand why my sin is wrong. Just trust him. He'll reveal everything to you at the end. All right. God bless you. Have a good night. Until the next time, I love you. God loves you more. Bye-bye.